Bernie Sanders shakes up New Hampshire staff amid rumblings of a Warren surge. By Hannah Blow on September 16, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is making significant changes to his staff in the early primary state of New Hampshire following rumblings of a Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, surge in the Granite State. The Sanders campaign announced on Sunday that it replaced Presidential Campaign Operations State Director Joe Cayazzo with Shannon Jackson, a familiar face to Team Sanders. Jackson served as a senior advisor during Sanders' 2016 presidential bid and ran his successful Senate re-election campaign last year. The campaign reportedly moved Cayazzo to the neighboring state, Massachusetts. Sanders' campaign manager Faiz Shakir did not indicate that the move had anything to do with Warren, instead emphasizing the importance of focusing on Super Tuesday states. "We've built a great team in NH and are in a really strong position there. The campaign is now building out our operations to include Massachusetts and Maine state directors as we increase our focus in Super Tuesday states. We are running a 50-state campaign, taking no state or voters for granted and expanding our operations to secure the Democratic nomination." However, one committee member hinted that there is more to the move than Shakir is suggesting, telling Fox News, "They didn't listen to anything the steering committee suggested." The supporter also lamented that some Bernie backers were going to Warren because the campaign didn't listen to them, Fox News added. The change comes in the wake of growing concerns of a Warren surge in the early primary state, which Sanders won handily in 2016. A CBS News/YouGov tracker released last week showed Warren narrowly leading both Joe Biden, D, and Sanders in New Hampshire. The top-tier candidates were separated by less than 2 points, with Warren securing 27%, Biden seeing 26%, and Sanders garnering 25%. A Franklin Pierce University Boston Herald poll released last week told a slightly different story, with Sanders in the front with a commanding 29% lead. The poll showed Biden in second place with 21% support, followed by Warren with 17% support. Nevertheless, insiders say Warren is quietly growing a strong coalition of support in the Granite State, with many undecided delegates reportedly leaning toward Warren. As Breitbart News reported, "I think that Joe Biden is too old to be president," Richard Post, an undecided delegate, told Politico, adding that Democrats need someone who is younger and more attached to the future of the planet. Warren also finds herself taking some of the supporters who voted for Sanders during his last presidential bid. "She has the most thought-out policies, and I'm particularly in favor of Medicare for All," previous Sanders supporter Jessica Law Montague told Politico. She added that Sanders is a little too old and grumpy, a common complaint among many former Sanders supporters. The current Real Clear Politics average shows Sanders holding a narrow lead in New Hampshire, with 22% to Biden's 21.5% and Warren's 19.3%.